Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour three of the show, bottom of the hour, will replay Josh Booty's conversation with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick on Sports Talk, talking LSU and everything college football. Really good conversation, I thought, deserves a spot in our show, so we'll play that for you. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll at WWL.com. When is it not too early to describe a player as a bust? Anywhere from 1 year to five or more years we have as votes for you up there, possible choices for you in that poll. And I would say more. I'm somebody who likes as long as possible to evaluate guys on the professional level. So I'd say, you know, 5+ years, but 2 years seems to be the most frequent response so far on our poll. First up this hour, though, we got to talk some high school football with my friend and co-host at times on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup and current assistant coach for Shaw, Lou Valden. Lou, coach, how you doing, man?
Great, Seth. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And, gosh, jamborees this week, coach, and then the real stuff starts next week. It always comes by so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like you're never ready, especially this year, you know, with the changes in the timing rules. You know, I spent a lot of time talking to officials. We had a scrimmage last week. We had a three-way scrimmage with Lakeshore and Mandeville. Both of those teams, very, very good football teams. Well-coached. Mandeville's gigantic. But I spend more time talking to the officials about the 42nd clock than I did coaching my players.
And I know you and I have texted back and forth a couple of times about that. Explain to everybody the differences in those clock rules at high school football in Louisiana this year.
Well, if you're familiar with the NFL timing and the college timing, the 42nd clock, where the second a play ends, that 42nd clock, play clock kicks off. That's what's come down to high school football. But the biggest difference is we're still playing 12-minute quarters. So, you know, Seth, y'all may have Louis Cook on by about 8:15 next year.
No doubt about it. And previously, for anybody that doesn't follow high school football very much, it was the old 25 seconds, clock will stop on first downs. I would assume, like you alluded to there, Coach, that these are going to make every game go by a heck of a lot quicker.
Yep. I mean, well, before it was the ref, even if the ball was, if the guy was tackled in bounds, they'd place the ball, the ref would line up, he'd blow the ready to play, and the 25 seconds starts the second the play is over, and there's no ready to play whistle, so you don't have to wait for the ready to play whistle. Once the referees walk away from the ball, you can snap it and go. So, you know, we've looked at everything we can. Lord knows we need to take advantage of everything we can get at Shaw. So we've looked at up tempo offense. I mean, the guys we got on the chain crew, they hurry up and get the chain crew down. We talked about ball boys, get the ball in and out. We've talked to our players about, look, you make a play, hand the ball to the official. You miss a pass out of the end zone, run and get it, give it to the official. You know, we want to get this ball play as fast as we can and not waste time.
So Shaw High School is where you're coaching now, and week one, we're expecting to do our show live from Shaw. And, Coach, you know this, but for our audience, that's because for the first time in Catholic League history, we're going to have a game at the home site of one of those traditional Catholic League teams. Detroit Shaw built that stadium. It was in use for the NOLA Gold during their season in the spring, kind of trying it out. All's good. And, yes, high school football will be at Shaw. It's going to be pretty special next week, Coach, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting. You know, we're going to get the Jamboree this week as a warm-up, make sure everything's good. And Friday nights on campus, that'll be the first time a Catholic League team, a traditional Catholic League team, has had a Friday night on campus. So we're pretty excited about that over at Shaw.
Oh, I can't imagine. I would also imagine, Coach, that's gonna help that football program develop over the next few years when the kids will see, hey, I got a chance to play right here at my home high school, and nobody else in the Catholic League is going to be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we cater to the West Bank community. We don't recruit citywide, you know, so hopefully, you know, that'll encourage a lot of, the, you know, the West Bank athletes who are looking to go to Catholic school to stay at home and come to Shaw where they can play right on campus. You know, we're a young team. We only have six seniors and probably around a dozen juniors. So we're very, very young as far as sophomores and freshmen. We're going to have a few freshmen probably start first this year. So, Seth, we're a couple years away from the team draft challenge. Don't pick us this year.
Don't pick us this year. That's right. Week one, little team draft challenge that Allen was victorious again last year. A one-year hiatus. Tim won it, and then he's back in like 4 out of 5 years. Allen's won that. Talking to Coach Lou Valdez.
What a surprise.
Yeah, right. What a surprise that Allen's winning that. He should win it every year, frankly. Lou Valdez, coach at Shaw, and a member of our crew on Friday nights here on WWL, part of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Coach Shaw, of course, in the Catholic League. And Catholic League's going to be just as good at the top as you think it has ever been. Curtis won that championship last year. Getting off the schneid in this new select, non-select, how do you expect the pecking order in the Catholic League to be this year?
Well, I mean, in order to beat a champ, you got to beat the champ. So I think until, you know, someone beats Curtis, they're the class of the league. But I think there's a lot of talk about how good Rummel's going to be this year. That they had a lot of good football players, some coming back, but a lot of good football players coming up. They got a new coach, Coach Monica. I know they're really excited over there. And I would say that, you know, you better watch out for the Raiders. But the Catholic League is the Catholic League. It's the second year with Guy LeCompte over at Holy Cross. They'll be improved. Mark Boniz does a great job. Brother Martin will always have a quality program on the field. You know, St. Aug, what can you say? Someone told me a stat the other day that of all the high schools in America, St. Aug's number six for putting players in the NFL. So, you know, they're not wanting for talent. So it's going to be a traditional dogfight in the Catholic League. We just hope we can kind of compete.
Yeah, isn't it interesting to see Coach Monica back, you know, in that Catholic League after so many years, St. Charles Catholic, and always, Coach, we talk to him so almost every week on our show. And you can speak to this, obviously, way more than I can. One of the most respected coaches anywhere in the state, heck, maybe anywhere in America from a high school level.
Yeah, and we spent all summer at St. Charles Catholic this summer. Frank does a great job. He has a league of 7-on-7, so Newman was there. East St. John's there. They're loaded. My friend Larry Dotry's back as offense coordinator. So they're really going to be a good football team. We saw Jesuit. They're going to be sound. They're going to be they had a really good quarterback. In fact, a really good quarterback that they had in JV last year transferred to Rummel. So that's going to make Rummel even better than what we thought before. East Ascension looks like they're really going to be a good football team. Eric's loaded. And, you know, and I'm sure Frank has to be proud that his son –
no doubt.
Is taken over at Archbishop Rummel.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Look, maybe one day they'll actually get together. I know that's not on the docket this year, his son Nick at Rummel, and then, of course, Frank over at St. Charles Catholic. The overarching story in really the entire sports scene from the LHSAA has been this decision to go away from neutral sites for championship games. Still might happen, and I don't want to get too in the weeds with this conversation, but in a nutshell, well, all the championship games are not going to be in the Superdome anymore for the first time and really any of our memories. Lou, what's actually going to happen with that?
First time since 1980.
Crazy. It's crazy.
It'll be the first time since 1980. In 1978, Jesuit played St. Aug in front of about 40,000 in the Superdome. And then 79 and 80. In 79, I think St. Aug won in Lafayette. And in 1980, Barb played East St. John at a home site. And after that, every game from then on has been played in the Superdome.
Isn't that crazy? What's going to happen, Coach? What's going to happen here with these championship games? I know everybody's still kind of searching for answers.
Yeah, I guess they're going to try to put it. I don't know if everyone's going to get together as far as the select schools and put it out for bid and play at one site. I know a lot of the coaches, a lot of the teams, in a particular, not so much in the Catholic League, but I think in the lower classifications where they have their own stadium, would like to play home games.
Does it seem
that
doesn't seem like to me, and maybe I'm old school and maybe I'm naive about the realities of this, Coach, but that just doesn't seem like, you know, a championship level event in high school if, you know, you're doing it at your home site.
Yeah, I agree, Seth. You know, I know one thing is the money issue. You know, you play in a Superdome, you get a guarantee from the LHSAA. A lot of coaches griped about how much money they made. But you know what? If I was a head coach, I'd pay to play in a Superdome in a state championship. I don't care. That's the greatest stadium in America.
Yeah, no doubt about this.
I don't know if they think that, you know, if it's a money issue or whatever. From my standpoint, doing the games on the radio and everything, I'm going to be kind of disappointed because we'll run into the situation we ran into a couple years ago, where we're probably going to be doing select schools championships, and we're going to miss out on the non-select semifinal games.
Yeah, it's something that I don't really know how we're going to do it. Just look, open book here for everybody listening. I don't know yet how we're going to do it on that prep football roundup, prep coverage here with WWL. Newspapers have that same problem, Lou. But I guess on the good news is, glass half full, hey, it's football season, Lou, and next Friday, again, working with you and everybody over there at Shaw to get it set up. But we're planning on being there, man. Going to be a really historic night, and I can't wait for it.
Oh, hey, we can't wait. We're thrilled to death to have you. Everyone at Shaw is excited about having WWL over there. It means we're in the big time. And so we just hope we can be competitive and put on a good show. We don't know a lot about Higgins. They got a brand new coach in Tom Levine. I coached with Tom. We were on the staff together at Eric. So I know he's a really good football coach, big disciplinarian. He's coached in college. So I think he'll have the Hurricanes ready. I just wish we finally got outside for the first time in about 7 days. So I just hope we can get outside again and hope it stays dry Friday night.
Well, either way, Coach, I will see you next Friday night. Can't wait for it, bud.
Me either, Seth. Thanks for having me on. And, let's light this candle and kick off this season and see what happens.
That's right. We'll do it. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Seth.
All right, Coach Lou Valden, coach at Shaw, and contributor, of course, co-host on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. We will be out there, our show, next Friday night, 7 to 10:30. The first, as Coach alluded to there, first All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup show of 2019, and the first show of our 25th consecutive year of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Logan, you're not even 25 years old. This started before you were born back there. That's how long this has been going on. I can't wait for it. High school football still the favorite thing each year that I cover down here for WWL. We'll be back after this, plus that interview with Josh Booty coming up in just a little bit on The Last Lap.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.